It was Rose's face that brought back the frightening memories. She was two people to me, and I never had any way of knowing which she would be. Perhaps she would reveal it to others by a gesture of hand, a raised eyebrow, a frown. My sister knew the storm warnings, and she would always be out of range whenever my mother's temper flared, but it always caught me unawares. I would come to her for comforting, and her anger would break over me. And other times there would be tenderness and holding close like a warm bath, and hands stroking my hair and brow, and the words carved above the cathedral of my childhood. "He's like all the other children. He's a good boy." I see back through the dissolving photograph, myself and father leaning over a bassinet. He's holding me by the hand and saying, "There she is. You mustn't touch her because she's very little, but when she gets bigger, you'll have a sister to play with." I see my mother in the huge bed nearby, bleached and pasty, arms limp on the orchid-figured comforter, raising her head anxiously. "Watch him, Matt!" That was before she had changed towards me. And now I realize it was because she had no way of knowing yet if Norma would be like me or not. It was later on, when she was sure her prayers had been answered and Norma showed all signs of normal intelligence, that my mother's voice began to sound different. Not only her voice, but her touch, her look, her very presence, all changed. It was as if her magnetic poles had reversed, and where they had once attracted, now repelled. I see now that when Norma flowered in our garden, I became a weed, allowed to exist only where I would not be seen, in corners and dark places. Seeing her face in the newspaper, I suddenly hated her. It would have been better if she had ignored the doctors and teachers and others who were so in a hurry to convince her that I was a moron, turning her away from me so that she gave me less love when I needed more. What good would it do to see her now? What could she tell me about myself? And yet I'm curious. How would she react? To see her and trace back to learn what I was, or to forget her? Is the past worth knowing? Why is it so important for me to say to her, "Mom, look at me. I'm not retarded anymore. I'm normal, better than normal. I'm a genius." Even as I try to get her out of my mind, the memories seep back from the past to contaminate the here and now. Another memory, when I was much older.